This is a Collider.com audio interview.
We have everybody from the world in here.
Oh.
Indonesia, Australia.
So how are you?
Good, how are you?
A big cover of Los Angeles Times today.
Yeah.
Team Vogue, how does it feel?
It's so exciting. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I saw the LA Times. I was like, wow, that's crazy. And, you know, I'm just having a really good time doing everything, and it's exciting to, like, see everything come together.
So can you talk about what attracted you to doing this project?
I mean, Nancy Drew is such an iconic character, and she's just, you know, she's a really, really great character that's been around for decades. So I read the script, and I instantly just, like, clicked with it and loved the character and loved the whole storyline.
Have you ever read the books?
I didn't read them when I was younger, but I read a few after I got the part.
Can you say something about Nancy Drew compares to yourself?
I mean, we're both alike in some ways where we're, like, you know, determined. Excuse me, I'm having trouble talking this morning. ambitious and, like, curious. But, I mean, I think she's much more of a neat freak than I am.
Yeah, because I also read that, she's a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, she's very old-fashioned.
More into fashion, it looks like.
What do you think about her clothes?
Well, I mean, personally, I liked it. I liked going to set every day and getting to dress up as her. And all the clothes were made one of a kind, like, for the movie by the costume designer, Jeffrey Kurland, which I just thought was really cool that, you know, we were using things that, you know, nobody else would be wearing just because they were just for us.
Can't imagine you were ever in the position of being made fun of by girls at school for what you were wearing or anything. Has anyone ever been mean to you?
Well, actually, no. Luckily, I've had great, like, school experiences and haven't had any, like, horror stories. But actually, when I was shooting the movie, when I was dressed up as her, we were shooting at a real high school. And I think a lot of the kids didn't know that we were shooting there, so I was walking around, and a lot of them were, like, looking at me and, like, laughing at me. And Hollywood High, and I was walking to my trailer, and these girls started, like, pointing and laughing at me, and I just looked at them, and I thought it was so rude. And then I turned around and hit my face into one of the trailers, so it was really embarrassing.
So what advice would you give to girls who are going through a difficult time at school like that? How should they handle it, do you think?
I mean, that's just such a, like, I mean, I get asked that question a lot, and it's just so, like, tough because, you know, I mean, I would say just, you know, you really can't do anything about it because, you know, wherever you go to school, there will always be, like, cliques and always be those girls, you know what I mean? People who say there aren't cliques at their school are lying because there are cliques everywhere, you know? But I would say, you know, just so you got to find your group of friends and try not to let it bother you and, you know, don't feed into it. So that's what I would say.
But you started really early acting. What did your friends say or react when you also...
They thought it was really cool. I mean, they you know, all my friends have been really supportive of me, and, you know, they all came with me to the premiere yesterday, and, you know, they're all just, I have, like, a really good group of friends, so I'm really lucky.
I was just going to say, did you watch any of the older Nancy Drew films?
I saw some of the old TV shows that used to be on TV. Now they're on, like, the old movie channel, you know? So I watched a few of those because they seem to be having, like, marathons of those on recently, probably because the movie's coming out.
What was the hardest part, playing Nancy Drew?
Probably, I mean, just, like, getting into the character was, you know, really fun, but also definitely different than anything I've ever done. And, you know, they cut my hair and they dyed it, and, you know, I went to set every day, and the hair and makeup was just so different than anything I was used to, and same with the wardrobe, but that's what made it really fun. You know, I don't think it's fun to always play the same character over and over again. You want to do something different.
Who's your favorite detective in fiction?
Nancy Drew, honestly, yeah. I mean, apart from Nancy Drew, I mean, I guess Sherlock Holmes, you know, another cool detective. But, I mean, I just think Nancy Drew's so cool just because, you know, she really is, like, when she first came out in the books, she was, like, totally, there weren't a lot of young teen girls that independent and that, you know, like, sure of themselves and stuff like that, at least not in movies and books, and there still aren't that many. Like, I can't really think of any. So I think that's really cool about her.
Did she keep any of the outfits?
I didn't, no. I don't know what they did with them. I mean, they were all made for the movie, so they probably kept them somewhere.
And what was your favorite one out of all the outfits?
I mean, I loved the little, like, pink tweed little dress that I wore on the first day of school with, like, the knee socks. I thought that was really cute.
Have you ever had a party where it's got out of control?
I haven't. I don't like throw parties, really. I don't want to get in trouble.
What about slumber parties with your girlfriend?
Yeah, we do that a lot, you know. We go to other people's parties, but we never really throw parties. We just have our little slumber parties sometimes with a bunch of girls.
And what do you do? Watch movies?
We watch movies. We go swimming. We'll go out to dinner, usually like sushi or something, you know.
What movies do you watch?
I mean, whatever is really out at the time, we'll like go see or rent or something.
I have to ask, did you follow Heroes last season?
I watched the first few episodes and then I stopped watching it because my TiVo broke, so I just never like watched TV after that.
How can you live without TiVo?
Did you want to keep up with it? Or?
I did. It's such a good show. I mean, I still try to catch it sometimes, but I never know what's going on now.
Well, I was going to say there's some sort of family, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad is on that show, so I thought that was really cool, though, just because it's a really good show, I mean, from what I watched of it.
And I'll, of course, follow up with, now that this film's done, I'm sure you have other stuff lined up. Can you talk about some of your future projects?
Yeah, I'm going to England, actually, in like a week and a half, to start shooting a new movie called Wild Child. And it's like totally opposite Nancy Drew, so I'm really excited for it. It's for working title, and it's about this kind of out-of-control Malibu princess who gets shipped off to boarding school in England, and she goes through like a whole journey over there, and it's really funny.
So what sort of bad things do you get up to at boarding school then?
I mean, she gets shipped to boarding school just because, you know, she doesn't really listen to her dad, and she kind of just does what she wants to do when she wants to do it, and she's very like sassy, and then she gets to boarding school and she just doesn't want to abide by any of the rules, so, you know, it gets her into some trouble.
It must have been like every girl's dream to play against Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Did you get any tricks from him? Like,
I mean, I was so young when I worked with him, I didn't even realize I was working with, like, one of the greatest actors ever. I was like, yeah, he's cool, you know, I was 9 or 10, so it wasn't, you know, and then Pirates of the Caribbean came out, and I was like, oh my god.
Have you run into him since?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him, like, you know, a little bit, but not too much, just because, you know, he's obviously very, very busy, and so am I, so, you know, but he was such a cool guy.
What actors would you like to work with in the future?
I love Drew Barrymore. I would love to work with her. I really like I like Angelina Jolie, and Drew Barrymore is really cool. I mean, Drew Barrymore. Reese Witherspoon, I already said Drew Barrymore. So, you know, I would love to work with a bunch of those people. Or, you know, I love to just work with new people in general. It's always really fun.
And Nancy Drew obviously likes lemon bars and things like that. What's your biggest weakness when it comes to food?
I love dark chocolate. I love it. And, you know, I love, like, I don't like vegetables at all. That's bad. But I love sushi. I'm obsessed with sushi.
What's the key to staying grounded, you know, being a young actress?
I mean, my friends and my family keep me grounded, and, like, none of them treat me any differently now that, you know, I'm acting or anything. And it's cool because, like, a lot of my friends are kind of, you know, either they're in the business or, like, their families are kind of in the business. So it's not really, like, oh my god to them, which is good, and they understand how busy I am, you know, because it's hard when you're always busy and your friends are like, why don't you ever hang out and stuff like that.
So what do you miss having time for at the moment?
My friends. You know, I'm really sad because I'm leaving all summer to go to England, but I mean, I'm so excited for the movie, but, you know, just like to leave all my friends and stuff like that, but, you know, I'll see them when I get back.
Do you go to normal school?
No, I'm homeschooled. I went to normal school up until 7th grade, and then 8th, 9th, and 10th I've been homeschooled.
Nancy Drew gets a kissing scene in this movie. That just seems embarrassing.
It was a little embarrassing, but, you know, it was okay. After, like, the 10th time, you're just like, okay, same old.
What type of guys do you like yourself?
I don't know. I don't really have, like, a type of guys I like. It's just, like, what, I don't know. Nice guys, cute boys, I mean, ones that are funny.
There's talk about I believe there's been talk about a sequel for this.
Yeah.
So are you gung-ho for that?
Yeah, I think it'd be so much fun to, like, get to play her all over again and have a new set of cute clothes and a new mystery to solve.
Do you have any sort of I want to follow up. But what was it like working with Bruce Willis? I'm sure it was only a day or two.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I'd known him since before because I know his kids, so it was cool to get to work with him. And it was so random because they were just like, oh, he's going to do a cameo in it. And I was like, that's awesome.
Do you have a favorite Bruce Willis film?
I gotta think. I can't think of one in particular. But I mean, he's just a great, you know, he's a great guy. He's a nice guy, and he's also like an amazing actor. So, you know, I'm excited. His new movie looks pretty good.
What about the driving scenes? How were they for you? And do you have your driver's license?
I don't have my license, so I have my permit, and I did not drive in the movie.
Did you do your own stunts?
No, I had a stunt double.
What car do you want when you have your license?
I don't know what kind of car I want. I've been, like, thinking about that, but I really like... I like Range Rovers, but I'm probably not going to get one. I like the Touareg, or however you say it. The Volkswagen Touareg. I think that's such a cute car.
What about the Prius?
And the Prius, yes. No, I like the Lexus Hybrid. It's a really cool car. My friend has it, so I like that one.
Just touching on fashion again, what's the most embarrassing thing in your wardrobe?
Embarrassing?
Yeah, have you got anything or anything you wore in the past you were like, oh my God, I can't believe...
Well, I mean, yeah, I think everyone, you know, from, I remember in elementary school, it was cool to, like, rip up your shirts and, like, tie them on the sides, you know, and that's, like, embarrassing. But, I mean, I try not to wear anything too embarrassing. I don't know.
What's the favorite thing in your wardrobe then at the moment?
I've gotten a lot of cute dresses lately from, there's this designer, Alice and Olivia, and they make all these sequin dresses, and as you can see, I'm, like, very into sequins. So I have, like, a few of those that I haven't worn them yet. I'm trying to find where I can wear them because I just love them. They're so cute. So probably all my sequin dresses and my leopard shoes.
And you're really serious about having a fashion line in the future?
Yeah, I'd like to when I'm older. I think that would be really fun to, you know, design clothes and shoes and handbags.
Like what sort of stuff there? How would you describe how your line might look?
I mean, I kind of want to be like, I really like the company Sass & Bide, and they made this, so like kind of Sass & Bide and like Marc Jacobs-y, like casual but really cute.
I was going to ask you, how often do you read scripts? Are you at that stage where do you have help, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, scripts get sent to my manager, and then he reads them, and if, like, you know, he knows what I like and what we both like, so he'll give me the ones that he thinks I'll like, and I'll read them. So I've been reading a lot lately, and, you know, there's a few that I like that I hope to do in the near future.
Are you already thinking about the project after going to England?
Yeah. I mean, I am, yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Has it been with this, you know, Nancy Drew with you being the lead in the film, has it opened up a lot more doors for, you know, more people wanted to have meetings with you and talk about future projects?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think, you know, whenever any actor does a movie work, it's, you know, it's kind of mostly about them. Like, of course, you know, more people want to meet with them and, you know, see what's going on. And a lot of people are loving the movie, which is good to hear. And, you know, it makes people, you know, want to send me more scripts, I guess, or something like that.
Do you think you ever will be in the future in the film with your aunt?
You know, I think that would be really fun. I think it'd be cool to do that, you know. I like when, you know, you see families, like, work together. It's cute.
How involved is your dad in your acting career?
He's not really involved at all. I mean, it's mostly, like, kind of my manager and me and my mom. And but, I mean, I get to really, like, you know, decide if I like something. Like, nobody's going to make me do something I don't want to do. So that's really good.
Is there something you really don't want to do at cars?
I mean, I'm open to doing whatever. I want to play a bunch of different roles, and, you know, I'm not, like, going to say I won't do this, you know, because then, you know, it's kind of, like, limits yourself, mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to, like, keep an open mind and just, you know, see what comes to me.
But it seems like you have a lot of talents. You sing and write as well. Do you have any plans for making album or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm just kind of focusing on movies, and, you know, that's kind of, like, mainly what I want to do.
Sometimes write songs?
I write, but I don't really do anything with it.
No.
I just do it for fun.
Yeah. Do you write lyrics? Or?
Yeah, song lyrics.
What sort of songs?
I don't know. It's just, like, random stuff. I don't know. I think it's just fun to write, and, you know, I never really thought I would do that, but it's fun. It's just kind of like a journal, I guess.
What bands are you listening to now?
I really like the Veronicas. I like Taylor Swift. I like Avril Lavigne, Gwen Stefani. Akon.
Yeah. We touched on parties before, but what's the best party you've ever been to?
Well, all my friends are having sweet 16s this year because we're all turning 16, so I've been to, like, a lot of fun sweet 16s.
What makes the best sort of party there? What?
I mean, it's hard to explain. It's just, like, you know, mostly when, like, there's a lot of people there, it's really fun. And, I mean, all of us have had at our Sweet 16s photo booths, and it's always fun to, like, go into the photo booths with a bunch of friends.
That's a great idea.
They're so, like, all of us have done it, and the old-fashioned ones with, like, the strip.
Love that.
So, like, we all go in there and do the photo booths, and it's so much fun.
That's cool.
And there's a memory.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on MTV's My Super Sweet 16?
I mean, it's entertaining television.
I guess my question is, would you ever allow yourself to be on that program?
No. I mean, I just, like, I don't know. I would feel, like, too self-conscious, like someone filming my whole entire Sweet 16, because then if something went wrong, everybody would see it. And I don't know, I think it's kind of too over the top. But I mean, it's definitely fun to watch. It's a fun show.
What do you like watching on TV?
I love America's Next Top Model. I love that show. I really do. And I love Lost. I'm obsessed with Lost and Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy is probably the greatest show. I don't know if you guys watched it or saw the season finale, but it was pretty amazing. So those are probably my three favorite shows.
I was going to ask you, did you see the finale of Lost?
I did.
And what do you think about what could be happening on that show?
You know, I don't even know, but I'm just really upset that by the time the next season comes around, I'm going to be 17, and I can't wait that long. But I just love that show. So I don't know. I think it's one of the best shows on television.
You mentioned young actresses you like to work with. What about younger actors, people younger than Johnny Depp?
Like my age?
Well, you know, like 20-somethings, you know, more Orlando Bloom kind of age.
Yeah, I love Orlando Bloom. I like Orlando Bloom a lot. I really like Shia LaBeouf. I think he's a great actor. I'd like to work with him. You know, I like working with, like, I think it'd be fun to work with, like, a young cast, like, you know, girls and guys, because I always think that's fun, like we did in Nancy Drew. It's always fun to get to work with people your age because, you know, you really can, like, hang out, and it's kind of like you guys all go to school together when you're working, and I love doing that, and I'm excited for the next movie, Wild Child, just because, you know, it's like, really a young cast, so it's fun.
Actually, can I ask who else is in the movie with you?
We don't know yet for sure. We're kind of figuring all that out right now, which they're, like, you know, finishing that up, because I went to England a couple weeks ago and read with a bunch of people, and now they're just deciding.
Is it going to be mostly a UK cast?
Yeah. Almost everyone in the film is British except for me, and then, of course, in the very beginning when I'm in LA, a few people.
What did you think of England quickly?
I loved it. It's really cool there. Yeah, it's so much fun. I was only there for a couple of days when I was reading with people, but it was so much fun and great shopping, beautiful city. So London was amazing.
Do you, you mentioned you have friends who are in the industry. Do you try to, you know, find a project with your friends to do for the future, or are you trying to?
You know, I haven't really, but I mean, I think it, of course it would be really fun. And also, you know, you make friends with the people you work with. Like, an aquamarine, Sarah and JoJo became, you know, friends of mine, and I see Sarah all the time. And actually, it was weird. I ran into JoJo yesterday here. She was walking out while I was walking in, and it was the weirdest thing ever. So, it's fun to, like, make friends when you're working. And, you know, I hope I get to work with people, you know, more than once.
Does it make it easier when, you know, someone like JoJo to have another famous friend that they understand what you're going through?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, try to choose just friends who aren't in the business or friends that are in the business, but I mean, it's a little bit easier when they are, just because when you're busy, they really do understand. Because some of my friends, they think, like, I'm blowing them off, but I'm like, no, I'm just really, really busy. But you know, it's both is good.
So
it's good to have a mixture.
When you're alone.
Yeah, I'm always on my BlackBerry texting. So you know, I like to keep in touch with my friends.
Big bills on your mobile.
I don't go crazy on it, but I like to keep in touch with my friends just because, you know, I'm away from them for long periods of time, and, you know, I miss them.
Do you believe in ghosts and spooky stuff?
I do. I absolutely do.
You ever seen a ghost or anything like
I
that?
Haven't, no. But, I mean, I totally believe in it. I mean, why not?
Do you read your horoscopes and things like that?
I read my horoscope, yeah, like, every day.
What right. Are you, and are you typical of your star sign?
I am a typical Aquarius, yes.
What is that?
I mean, just, like, I'm very, like, I'm outgoing, and, you know, I read my horoscope a lot. Yahoo Astrology, go there. I'm not even kidding. It's right every day. It's always right. It's really scary.